Yeah, so y'all, we are talking to Open Mike Eagle right now, hailing out of Chi-Town, current Los Angeles resident, whose most recent album, Rappers Will Die of Natural Causes, is blowing up the spot. If you are not familiar, you need to get very, very familiar with Mike. His single, Nightmares, is one I can't stop playing. Haven't been able to stop playing since the album dropped, although I love the album in its entirety, but I definitely think I favor that song. But Mike is getting ready to embark on a trip to Uganda. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you?
Me and L.A. producer Ross G, who's down with the Brain Feeder Camp, we're actually leaving this weekend to go to Uganda for 3 weeks. We're gonna do a hip-hop educational program with some Ugandan youth. We're going to do a performance out there, and we're going to record a project with some Ugandan rappers as well, something to bring back here.
Wow. And how did you get involved with this project?
I work with this nonprofit organization called Juice that teaches, they teach breaking, graffiti, rapping, and DJing to LA youth. I've been working with them for over 5 years now, and one of the people who organizes that group saw an opportunity for a grant for a cultural exchange grant through the LA Department of Cultural Affairs. Mm-hmm. And he wrote the grant, and the grant ended up securing half of the budget that it would take to get out there and do the program. And we had to raise the other half of the money on our own, which we're nearly completed with. We're going to be out there a little bit short of what we wanted to do, but we definitely raised enough to get out there and make it happen.
All right. And can people contribute to the money that you're raising? Can people still make contributions while you're away?
Absolutely. Okay. Every little bit is going to help.
Okay. Can you tell us where we can make those contributions?
So go to the website is stayclassy.org, StayClassy.org, and then search for Juice. And, Juice is the nonprofit, like I said, that we've been partnered with to make this happen. And this project from Juice is up on that website for fundraising. So stayclassy.org and search Juice, and you'll be able to help out.
All right, listeners, and I'm going to have that link posted right in this post, so you should be able to click right on there and get to Stay Classy and definitely donate to this wonderful cause. Mike, do you think this is going to be your last trip to Uganda? Do you see yourself becoming global, period, in regards to your art and your work?
Yeah, I mean, I've already gone to one country to perform. I've been to Japan once. So this is my first time going to Africa. And while I don't see necessarily going back to Uganda a bunch, but I do see, you know, taking advantage of any opportunity to go to other countries in Africa or other countries around the world. This grant seems like a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Maybe when we get out there, we'll build some inroads with some people that'll make it easier for us to come back. But right now, it definitely seems like I need to go out there as if this might be the one and only time I'm in that country.
Okay. And so what's next for you as far as stateside? You got projects that are coming out soon?
Actually, I just dropped an EP this week. It's called Rent Party Extension. And you can find that on okplayer.com. If you search Open Mike Eagle, it premiered there. It was last Thursday. I'm sorry. It premiered there. It's been doing really well, getting a very good response. And that's available for a free download, so anybody can check that out. And then dropping an album this June called Animal Hospital on a record label called Fake Four.
Okay. And do we have any performances coming up soon? Can we catch you anywhere?
Man, I haven't planned for anything after Uganda.
Okay.
I'll get back at the end of May, and then my album comes out at the end of June, so... I haven't planned much in the meantime, but my booking is kind of erratic. Things pop up, so people stay tuned to my website, MikeEagle.net, MikeEagle.net. I'll always have my performance dates posted there as soon as I can.
Okay, and I can say, as both a fan and a friend, an Open Mike Eagle performance is not one that you want to miss. if you are at all longing for some quality rap music, by all means, get yourself quickly to the next Open Mic Eagle performance that's coming in the city to a city near you. Mike, thank you so much for talking to us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.